Blog Talk Radio.
Father, even thank you for the brothers that's come along in Kansas City. Lord, I pray the blood of Jesus over their lives, Father. Father, I thank you so much for your healing, wholeness, and soundness right now among our brothers right now in the name of Jesus. You said by your stripes they were already healed. So we receive that answered prayer right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we even thank you for Councilman Mills, Lord God, Wills, and all that you're doing in his life and what he's done for us, Lord God. I ask you to perfect everything that concerns him, and that even I decree healing wholeness right now, his spirit, soul, and body, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I ask you for supernatural increase over Africa with directors John Matui and Pastor Moses right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I ask you to continue to bless the works in their hands. Lord, I call for finance in north, south, east, and west. I ask you to show up on their behalf right now in the name of Jesus, because you said in your word, as they delight themselves in you, you grant them the desires of their hearts. Father, I thank you for your grace to protect our families, Lord. I call our families blessed and protected. They are redeemed from destruction. No weapon that form against them shall prosper, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord, for your word, which never returns void, but accomplishes set out to do, and it prospers we sent to right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, even pray for Bishop Hightower, Lord. Unfortunately, Lord, his son's cancer, Lord. I ask you to strengthen the family right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you, even in that set in action, let your glory be known and seen, Father. Touch the hearts of those that attend, Lord. Those that are unsaved will be saved. Those are healed. Those are sick, they'll be healed. And those been afflicted, they'll be delivered in that service in Jesus' name. Father, even thank you for the co-owners of Further and Following, Lord. Everything that you've done in them and through them, Lord God, I ask you to strengthen their hands as well. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, strengthen their bodies, Lord. Grant them the grace necessary to carry out your assignment, Lord. I ask you to grant them wisdom, counsel, and might, Lord. And I ask you to protect them as well in the name of Jesus. Father, even pray for all fathers, Lord. We know our assignment is not easy, but through you, Father, you make it easy. Your grace is sufficient, and your strength is made perfect in weakness, Father. That's why as we leave our prospective places, Lord God, I ask you to travel in mercy to and fro, Lord God. I ask you to grant a supernatural insight right now in the name of Jesus, and discernment, Lord, so we know the difference between good and evil, and right and wrong in the name of Jesus, Father, in your sight. Father, I thank you so much for another blessed week, Lord. Another opportunity to see a day that we never seen before and never will see again, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to do your will and your good pleasure in the name of Jesus, Father. I thank you so much, Father, that we have an opportunity to come to your throne in grace boldly and get help in time of need. I thank you, Lord, that we are the righteousness of God through and by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Our own righteousness is that filthy rag, but you have given us an opportunity to come to you as children, as Abba Father. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for such an awesome privilege. In the name of Jesus, Father. Father, even thank you, Lord, for you're married to the backslider, Lord. Even come for backsliders. Let them know they don't have to continue living the way that they live and know, and knowing that you have a much better way through your power of love in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, I thank you so much that you're perfecting everything is concerning us. I thank you, Father, that you are the author and the finisher in our faith, Father. I thank you, Lord, even in the midst of our mistakes, Lord, you're still with us. You said in your word, according to Joshua 1:9, you'll be with us everywhere we go. And Jesus even said he will never leave us or forsake us. He will be with us to the end of the world. Father, even pray for the wives now, Lord. Grant them the grace necessary to serve their husbands, Lord. Strengthen their hands as mothers as well, in the name of Jesus. Regulate their minds, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask you, even us as parents, I ask you to grant us the mind of Christ to be able to not only serve one another, but serve our children, our community, and our churches as well, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, you said in your word, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing in our mind and knowing what good and perfect will of God is, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, even pray in the name of Jesus among the fathers. I ask you to stir up our gifts, talents, and abilities, Lord. I ask you for this because we be able to serve the kingdom as you desire us to serve. You created us for your glory and your good pleasure, Father. And as we made a choice to surrender, Lord, I ask you to have your way in us, through us, and around us, so you can be, your name can be glorified, and the people who we come in contact will be blessed in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, help us to represent you wherever we may go, Father, that the good deeds will be known and your name will be known and glorified in the name of Jesus, Father. I thank you for your guidance today, your ongoing guidance, Father. Without you, we can do nothing, but through you, we can do all things that Christ has strengthened us. I ask you for strength for each and one of us today, Lord, to be able to go throughout the week. I thank you, Lord, even use our tongues as a pen of a ready writer, Lord. Give us the words that we may speak that will produce results, and you'll be glorified in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, even ask you, Lord, to grant us wisdom and counsel concerning the relationships that we come in contact with, Lord. Let us know if this is what you want or what you don't want. And whatever you don't want, Lord, we'll submit to your will and don't receive it in the name of Jesus. Because you said in your word, in the multitude and godly counsel, there is safety. So we thank you for the counsel now you have given us, and we receive as such in Jesus' name. I thank you for the Lord, your peace that surpasses all understanding. Your joy is unspeakable. Thank you for the joy that we know that you love us. Even in spite of us, you love us. Hallelujah. I thank you for my healing now in the name of Jesus, Lord. By your stripes, I'm already healed, and everybody else that appear to be afflicted, Lord, we already been delivered in the name of Jesus, Father. I thank you for the great and mighty thing that you started in us, and knowing that you are faithful to complete it until Jesus come, Father. I thank you so much. Father, even pray for the leader's family, Lord, and further and farther, and you continue to protect them, lead them, guide them, Lord, and grant them wisdom, Lord, to carry out your will in Jesus' name. Father, even thank you for our children, who is our future, Lord. I thank you for the great and mighty things that you start in them, knowing that you're faithful to complete it until Jesus come, Lord. Father, I pray for a hedge of protection around each and one of us, including our children, Lord, that your presence may be seen in them, on them, around them, and knowing it's working for them, and no weapon that form against them shall prosper. I thank you for blessing our children with intelligence. I thank you for blessing them with wisdom, counsel, and might, Lord, and the grace to carry out your will in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for life. You said Jesus came that we may have life, and life more abundantly. We thank you for that life, Lord. We know Satan hate us, Lord, but that's too bad. You already made us more than conquerors through you that love us, because Jesus came, destroys the work of darkness, that your light shall be seen. I thank you for the light in our understanding, Lord, increase of understanding, Lord. You said wisdom is a principal thing. You said it all out, get understanding. I thank you for understanding your will for our lives. I thank you for the understanding the relationships that we have and understand the importance of these relationships, Lord, as we move forward in you. I thank you for last weekend, Lord, that you showed out in a family expo, Lord. Great increases has already come, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to grant us wisdom, Lord, how to increase ongoing increase, Father. I ask you for continuous guidance, Lord, as we move forward. We know we cannot fulfill this vision without you, so we choose to surrender to your love, Father, so you can have your way in this vision, because this is your vision. So we surrender all that to you. We're going to let you guide us through. And we know your will be accomplished in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we thank you for this prayer, Lord. I thank you for this power of agreement. You said, how can two walk together unless they agree? Since we already touch and agree, we know you'll already answer our prayer. Your will shall be done, and you'll be glorified. And we thank you for all you're doing and what you will be doing this week. On an ongoing basis, in his precious son, Jesus' name, amen.